One of the first things to consider is what your cat or dog may eat.
Some foods that you should try to avoid, such as onions, chocolate, funny enough, grapes. Any kind of high-fat foods you probably want to avoid, like especially pork. Pork and high-fat meals can cause some problems with especially in dogs, with their pancreas.
Dr. Christopher Patterson is one of the veterinarians at the Three Chopped Animal Clinic in Henrico. He pointed out that while we need to be aware of what the animals are eating, it's also important to choose decorations with them in mind.
There are some plants, ivy, holly, mistletoe, poinsettias, lilies, that can be toxic to dogs and cats. So I definitely would put them in an area where dogs and cats don't have access to them.
Cat owners will appreciate that that's easier said than done, so they may want to avoid those plants altogether. Christmas tree ornaments, Dr. Patterson added, also present safety challenges.
Especially cats can get up in trees and pull them down and injure themselves. Dogs can eat ornaments from trees, especially if they're made of glass or even plastics that can get caught in their intestinal tract and cause issues where they get obstructed or at least cause them to have very upset stomachs, vomiting, and diarrhea. Also, you want to be aware of electrical cords that pets could chew through.
If you have any of those glass globes with a seam inside that are shaken to make snow fall, be careful where those are placed.
They can have toxic materials inside, yes, and you definitely want to keep them in an area that's safe so they don't fall and break and so a pet doesn't lick them up or ingest them.
A party in your home can be very stressful to your pets.
Even for the best dog who is really well socialized, having 20 or 30 people in your house can be very stressful. I generally recommend that people put their dogs and their cats in a safe area of the house, a room where other people don't have access to that room.
It's also important to consider that with all of the coming and going and entertaining, there is the possibility that the dog or cat will get out of the house without you knowing it.
You also want to make sure that all of your pets have some kind of identification on them.
Cold weather can bring ice and snow and present new dangers for animals.
The first thing that comes to mind is antifreeze. Antifreeze has a very sweet taste to it. Both dogs and cats will ingest it, unfortunately, and small amounts can be very toxic to them.
If your animal is going to be outside, you should, Dr. Patterson urges, be with it. Also, be aware of what materials you buy to get rid of ice on your walks and driveway.
Salts and different de-icers can get on the pads of dogs and cats and generally just cause a localized irritation to the pad, but also if they, especially cats and dogs as well, if they're grooming themselves, licking it, it can also irritate their tongue or cause ulcerations on their tongue, so definitely should clean off their paws when they return indoors, just with warm water, maybe a little bit of soap, and just rinse it off.
Finally, Dr. Patterson says be sure your pet's vaccinations are up to date. John Ogle, WCVE News.